smooth, relaxing, and easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with a fancy rendition of Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins. The Anita Kerr singers before that with In Between the Heartaches, Burt Whedon at the guitar in there as well with Laughter in the Rain, Botticelli and his orchestra with The Entertainer, Bill Luce, there ain't no use if there ain't no Bill Luce, Love Will Keep Us Together, Barry Lippmann and Girl Talk, and that was the beginning of that set, and we have just a couple more minutes left in this hour. Let's do this, okay? Here's Lex de Azevedo. Everybody, Papa. You're on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Song's more about the oompapa, 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 mau mau than anything else. Here's Steve Allen taking us to the top of the hour with the Gravy Waltz. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
The day the river freezes is the day it won't seem fair, 'cause they'll come to get the river lady, and I don't think they'll care. I know they'll scrape her paint off in their same old foolish ways. Now the people see the river, but the old ship's gone away. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engines pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. I know I will remember when I cannot hear that horn that would roll up by the mountains as she took us through the storm. I know they've got to take her, but I can't say I approve, 'cause she's won so many battles that I hate to see her lose. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engines pounding, back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view.
Off in the mist, her engines pounding. Back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing away from her berth, round by the point and out of our view. Off in the mist, her engine's pounding. Back on the banks, that old horn sounding. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. A little goodbye, a little I'll do what I must do. Water turns cold and gets to freezing. Before you even know it, the old girl's easing.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Roger Whittaker there, and River Lady. Beautiful song there. Frank Chaxfield started this hour off with Do You Want to Know a Secret? I have a secret. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and or WRCT Pittsburgh. Good to have you with us this week, and always, actually. And now it's time for On This Date in History, and it starts with March 7th of 1857, when baseball determined that nine innings constituted a full game, not nine runs. I think I said that last week, actually. I want to move to March 8th. That I'm behind on the eight ball here. March 8th, 1817, let's start with that. The New York Stock Exchange is founded. It was founded that day. Yes, March 8th, 1936, the first stock car race is run at Daytona Beach. March 8th, 1983, President Ronald Reagan calls the USSR an evil empire. Uh-huh. March 8th, 1999, baseball great Joe DiMaggio died. March 9th, 1562, kissing is banned in Naples, Italy, and punishable by death. Well, don't want to get away with that. That one, whoo. March 9th, 1964, the Ford Mustang rolled off the assembly line for the first time. March 10th, 1862, the U.S. government issued paper money for the first time. March 11th, 1888, the most famous storm in American history begins. It's the blizzard of 1888. Well, that's a good time to have it, isn't it? March 11th, 1997, the ashes of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry are launched into space. March 12th, 1894, Coca-Cola is sold in bottles for the first time in a candy store in Vicksburg, Mississippi. There you go. March 12th, 1942, Joe DiMaggio agreed to a new contract with the New York Yankees and gets a $6,250 raise. Boy, that was not very much. Well, it wouldn't be very much by today's standards, but maybe back then it was something. March 13th, 1639, Harvard University is named for clergyman John Harvard. That makes sense. March 13th, 1887, remember we talked about Earmuff Day last hour. Greenwood patented earmuffs, originally called the Champion Ear Protector. It's a good time, you know, just in time for spring. March 13th, 1936, work on the Boulder Dam is completed. March 13th, 1969, Disney released the movie The Love Bug. Herbie and the Volkswagen guy. March 13th, 2012, Encyclopedia Britannica announced that it would no longer produce a printed version of its encyclopedia. Yeah, March 14th, 1794, Eli Whitney patented the cotton gin, and March 14th, 1932, George Eastman, the founder of Eastman Kodak Company, committed suicide rather than facing the ravages of cancer. Those are On These Dates in History. Here's Johnny Douglas on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. Relaxing and easy. It's a beautiful way to unwind.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, the brass ring there with the theme from The Flight of the Phoenix, or Senza Fine, depending on your point of view. Bill Badgley before that, Let Me Try Again. That's my theme for today. Try again. Try again. That's why we edit for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins on this program. Craig Duncan in there before that with Let Me Be There. Lex de Azevedo with Do That to Me One More Time. And Johnny Douglas did Sir Duke. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, Wales. A Welshman showed his love for his favorite animal by getting a record-breaking 69 different tattoos on his body. Tattoos of what, you might ask? Well, they are rabbits. Craig Evans, age 42, got his first rabbit tattoo in 2009, and now he has a total of 69 rabbits inked on his arms, legs, and chest. He loves the aesthetic of a rabbit. They're such cute creatures, and the juxtaposition of getting something so cute as a tattoo, which is usually renowned for being a tough person's thing, is something I really like. He is currently unable to have a pet rabbit because he has a terrier named Birdie, who doesn't think that we'd get along with the rabbits. Well, the rabbits probably wouldn't get along with him, quite frankly, because he'd probably eat them. Anyhow, a Minnesota brewery shared a video of a moment a brewing tank malfunction caused a brewer to be blasted with beer and thrown across the room. The Black Channel Brewing Company in Spring Park posted a video on Facebook recently showing a brewer named Brendan checking systems on a large stainless steel tank. The video showed the valve breaking off, causing a strong stream of beer to blast out of the tank and hit Brendan in the chest, launching him across the room. He quickly got up and started trying to plug the hole while other employees rushed in to help. The brewery said the New England IPA from the tank has now been dubbed Blowback and is available in limited release, obviously, because most of it ended up on poor Brendan there. Finally, this hour, an Oregon woman earned a Guinness World Record for her unusually sized body part, her tongue, which has a circumference of 5.21 inches. Portland resident Jenny Duvander said she was reading the 2023 Guinness Book of World Records with her son when she saw there was a category for the largest tongue circumference. She said she always knew she had a large tongue, and after measuring it at home, she suspected it might be record-breaking. Her dentist performed the official measurement by wrapping dental floss around her tongue and then measuring the length with the floss. She officially earned the record with a 5.21 inch tongue circumference, thickness, or whatever. Boy, they have a record for anything, I'm telling you. Wow, and that's one I don't know I'd be proud of that. I'm not sure. Well, don't lose her number. Here's Botticelli. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We'll be right back.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The blossoms still cling to the vine. I'll taste your strawberries. I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away. There I forget all the joy that is mine today.
I'll laugh and I'll cry.
sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today.
The new Christy Minstrels on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song written by their founder, Randy Sparks, and in 1961, recorded in 1964, and did beautifully, actually, but Sparks eventually left the group because of creative differences with some of the other people within the organization. Tragic story, but they're still performing today. John Fox before that with Woman and Botticelli, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. And here is the Love Unlimited Orchestra. Let's wind this up, shall we? That gets it started. Here's Love's theme from Love Unlimited on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's all, folks.
You're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Tonight.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. John Fox there with Lady Willpower. Before that, Liz Damon and her Orient Express with 1900 Yesterday. Tony Mottola's rendition of I Want to Make It With You. Percy Faith and MacArthur Park. Londonderry Strings with A Summer Song. The Love Unlimited Orchestra started that set off with Love's Theme. We have time for one more. Let's coax your soul a little bit. Here's Johnny Pearson. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We've reached the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-42. I know you'll be asking about it later.
Listening to Chop Chop on WRCT.